Uncontrolled Substance Radio podcast. We in there, y'all. The whole cast is, well, not the whole cast. We got...
It's your boy, super cool Jack, the slum guy. Hey, yeah.
Come on, slummy this.
The young slum. Young slum.
Come on, Brittany, what you got?
How the hell you follow up with that shit? It's your girl, Brittany Inc.
It's your girl, Brittany Inc.
All this suaveness around me.
Nah, see, how you gotta do it is you gotta just say it. Like, you know you lit, be lit.
Super good.
Super cool. That's how cool you gotta be. You gotta be
I don't have it in me, you guys. You I'm so sweet and innocent, cute and
cozy. Okay,
sweet and innocent, huh?
Sweet and innocent and persuasive.
All right, niggas, I stay focused.
Oh, okay.
Shit, you stay focused, nigga.
Man, goddamn.
Fuck.
I forgot. Oh, we talking about being fickle with the pickle.
Fickle pickles.
You gotta be a little pickly when you gotta be a little pickly.
You know, you can't just be like putting your pickle in every burger. Sometimes the burger just gotta have cheese and lettuce. And
first,
if that bitch got mayo, you can't trust that burger.
Food analogy.
Not at all. Mayo. We food analogy that. Yeah, that's pretty good. being fickle with the pickle is something that I think is a topic that needs to be stated because of the word thirst that's happening.
Woo!
People say everybody thirsty. And I'm trying to just get to the point, which is, what do men really want to fuck everybody?
Yes.
Hell nah.
Hell yes.
Hell nah.
I don't think we want to just pickle everybody, but
you want to test the waters.
It's not that you want to test the waters, but it's certain people that make you want to test the waters.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But the other problem, the part where I'm talking about being fickle with it, is when you say, if you give a girl your full effort, some people might not have never had full effort in their life.
You know what I'm saying? Then you get a stalker.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. You see what I mean?
He like, damn.
Fatal attraction on that ass.
That's why that bitch was on my Facebook.
Yeah, bitches do all kind of shit.
Hey, you know.
It's so many apps.
Damn. You know, I have had a few that have gone crazy on me. I don't know if it was the dick or not. I just knew that. Them hoes went crazy. Shit.
It was the dick.
You think so?
I know.
You was
exactly
fucking. You
was
dicking these hoes down the best you could.
You know, I am. I think I'm an overachiever. Sometime, you know.
You be overachieving. You'll be about to sweat and like the sweat drip, about to drip on a bitch. You be like, damn, I'm trying not to. It's hot. Your air conditioner ain't equipped for this fucking I'm doing.
First of all, you gotta get up from here doing all that. No sweat on me.
So you ain't never been in no extra sweat.
I mean, yeah, but that shit nasty. Don't sweat on me.
That shit vicious.
Drip all in your mind.
I mean, that sweat, ruins it.
Sweat drip all in your
eyes. Yeah, that's salty. You
here. Look. If the sweat hits you, nose,
it's just nasty.
Hurt.
I'm small.
like when you get water in your nose.
No.
That shit hurt like a
mouth. No, I'm small. Shit probably go in my mouth.
But you was talking about eating nasty. Shit, brother, you know, but I don't know why sweat is such a big
thing. Right? Sweat.
Anyways, I just feel like sometimes I have overachieved with giving the pickle delivery like I do. And I was like, the outcome led to me. It's like almost like I disconnected the brain in one of them strokes. And I made it less of a thoughtful person. Like, this bitch was careless afterwards. She was like, I don't care. I don't care. I'll stop breathing if you don't.
Damn.
Stroke a couple times.
What?
Like, I'm not trying to, you know.
What?
I still hit because I was just, you know,
So you knew she was banana cream pie and you still was fucking.
Man,
what the fuck is banana cream pie?
You ain't never seen Cat Williams?
No, I seen him before, nigga, but it's I'm like I haven't nigga. Seen everything.
I
like,
haven't seen
know.
Everything. The nigga was getting choked out. He had no defensive maneuvers for that young boy.
Oh, and that boy got on Cat Williams' motherfucking ass though.
Who's kid is this?
He threw that weak ass punch. Cat Williams. He threw that. He ain't even throw a He didn't even throw a
He talking shit
that
with boy the
put
man.
That boy in the headlock, man.
I just wanted to put a little blood in his mouth. I just hit him with a. This one little, let him know I ain't playing. The nigga had him in the head like for about
30 minutes. That boy drove his motherfucking ass, man. That shit funny to the bitch, huh?
But, yeah, she was like, she had some really good, but it was just like, after a while, it made me start looking at the next people, if they was crazy or not. You know what I'm saying? So if I started sensing crazy, I would not pickle them bitches. But I realized that the bitches that weren't crazy, they had the most boringest of shits. So then crazy bitches became like a
okay, it's established. Crazy women. I don't want to say the B word.
Crazy bitches. I say it for you. Unstable creatures.
Have the best. But it's that's bad. Because it's we're magic. Giving We're giving oh. as much effort as you are giving us. So it's like this game.
That's not the truth.
That is the truth. We want you to get addicted so you can't leave.
No, this is why. This
because
is why.
You keep dicking us down. Let me tell you why. We don't give a damn what we got to do. We want to
make it. Let me break it down for you. Right. No, it's even deeper than that. She think it's simple.
It's
as
deeper
a game.
Than rap.
It's deeper than rap. Oh, look, shit. Check this out. The up, reason bro? Why crazy bitches... they always end up getting dicked down to the supreme maximum is because we know they ass crazy. Especially when they mean. Because we know if we do it the right way, she going to be nice as a motherfucker. She ever, she
and
ain't
that
never
niceness,
even been nice.
Look, that niceness ain't nothing like no other niceness
in
ever.
The world.
Niceness from a mean motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker mean to the bitch.
Like, damn, that bitch is a rock waller with everybody else.
Hey, but at the same time, that shit cool and all, you know what I'm saying? But that shit can backfire on your motherfucking
ass. Yeah, that shit can backfire as soon as you take the pickle away.
Yep.
You say, I ain't pickling you no more, bitch.
And that's what she say. Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Watch.
You
okay.
Like you like the paint job on your car? All right.
That's crazy.
You like the way your clothes ain't bleached?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of...
I done
you
had
know
my clothes
what?
Bleached before. I ain't gonna lie. That's not. Yeah. I done had my.
You're not grown women playing.
I done had my clothes fake
so,
bleached. You know
so
what fake
I'm,
bleached
I'm,
is?
I'm not doing materialistic.
You know
shit.
What fake bleached is?
Mm-hmm.
When they throw water on your shit and make you think it was bleached, and you be like, man, damn, I hate this hoe.
I don't believe in destroying people's property, so I can't. Mm-mm.
Man, hey, you know what? I'm gonna say this too, cause niggas go crazy too. I mean,
yeah,
so,
niggas
you know,
do some of that same
bitch
shit.
See, but I can't deal with like, don't touch my shit. I won't touch your shit, cause
real
I work
shit.
Hard for my stuff.
Real shit.
So when you know how to handle your business and you got your own shit, you don't want to tell nobody else shit.
So
yeah.
this is a scenario.
Trill from the ink.
That's
a
young crazy shit.
Chill from the Eek Meister.
Y'all know I'm going to tell a story, but...
he want to fuck young, crazy bitches.
I ran into a... Look. I'm going to tell this story because Cool Jazz is right here, and he know he fucked up for this. He started this shit. Cool Jazz created one of my first stalkers.
What?
He created one of my first stalkers.
I did.
Because look... Okay.
How?
Listen to this. Check the story out. We at the house. Him and Shane are smoking. I'm on the computer. Now, this nigga here, he's sitting in the background, and that's when Facebook first started this. You can call people through Facebook shit.
Yeah.
So Facebook just started that shit. Brittany Ink done walked her off Her little cold leg. She went to go get the blunt. Look, you can hear me good.
Yeah.
So Facebook, they just started this call feature. So this girl calls me, right? Now, I didn't know how the Facebook shit worked at the time. So I'm surprised. So basically, hey, you got a basketball lighter. That's kind of tight.
That's her shit.
Hey, so she calls me. I never knew this person before. So I'm just being nice because at that time I was single and I like women. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hello? She like, yeah, what's going on? So I'm talking to her for a little bit, but at that time I've been working on music and shit. So I get off the phone or whatever. But she keep doing that calling me stuff, right? So finally she calls me one time and she's sick. Meaning I never seen this person before in person. So she's sick on the phone and she's sounding like she's congested.
I remember this shit. I remember this shit.
She sounded like she congested. Now, take it. This is 2 weeks before I go to child support court. All right? So I say, hello? She say, what's your dog? I say, who this? She's like, it's me. I say, are you stopped up? She say, I'm a little congested. I say, oh, you gonna have to call me back with that shit.
I had that little ugly mouth.
This nigga laughed in the background hard as a bitch. Like that. That's how he laughed. Like, in the background.
Because I can hear him talking. I was like, yo, we was both looking like, what the fuck is this shit about? Like, who the fuck is this? Like, who the fuck? Because he put on speakerphone. So, like she sounding ass motherfucker. Little ruffle chip breath ass girl.
What's
your, like,
what's his dog? That's exactly how she sounded.
Look, this I was like, bro, hang up on
nigga,
that.
Who you dating?
This nigga laughed. I wasn't dating her. I never seen her before.
Yeah,
I never
like he was just being nice just, to her because she was hitting him up. So, nigga was single. Fuck, what's up?
You know what I'm saying?
You just trying to see what you can get.
I wasn't trying to see shit. Just, she was just calling and I wasn't being mean and getting off the phone. I was just like, what's up? Okay, yeah, all right. But this time she just was sick as a shit. So I'm like, okay, we gotta get out. I say, you gotta hit me back with that shit. This nigga laughs before I hang up. She say, oh, I see what you trying to do. You trying to play me in front of your friends? She say, I'm trying to play her in front of her friends. So what this bitch do? Turn into a stalker. Because of this nigga. She went on my Facebook page.
She didn't even get the pickle.
She didn't even get the pickle.
You must have been cute to her.
She went on my Facebook page.
She was looking at the pictures.
Look, that boy was about 180 pounds. Look, he was like 180 pounds at the time.
Oh, you was sexy. Yeah,
he was slim. He was slim. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he was all over me.
Whoa.
She went and looked at all my pictures. All of the pictures. She found out what she could off the pictures and then found a way to find, she found that one picture of my baby mama that I was tagged in one time out of nowhere that I never knew was even there. She found my baby mama. She started hitting my baby mama. 2 weeks before we supposed to go to the court about the shit.
So you probably was pillow talking this bitch to death, huh?
Who, my baby mama?
No, dude, precious bitch.
I'm serious. I wasn't talking to her.
Like, so what would she use against you?
The only thing
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. She basically was using the pictures off of my page to gather clues so that when she talked to my baby mama, it sounded like she was a person I've been fucking with. She was a true stalker.
She was a catfish.
This bitch was telling my baby mama, oh, yeah, I've been in that white Buick. He was, you know, went with your son and this, that, and other.
That's crazy.
This bitch was on the next level, and me and my baby mama wasn't fucking with each other at this time. So it was like she really sealed the deal with what was going on with the child. So my baby mama went in child support court ready to drop the motherfucking hammer on me. Like, this bitch didn't give a shit.
Like, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, yeah. We had worked out a deal. We was going to work it out. We was going to be... But she went in that hole with a vengeance. Rich, but this girl, she really could find information. This bitch was amazing, honestly. Rich with the clues she came up with. Her crazy shit.
Rickshaw.
But yeah.
She had a lot of extra time on her hands.
She did. Bruh,
she had all the time on her hands. This bitch was father time. Like, what the fuck? Like, how did you spend your day? Like, damn, like looking at
that's
like
shit, you just
look.
She didn't have no friends.
Look,
or something that was unhealthy.
Look, I emoji through the grass, looking ass.
Like, why you answer the phone?
I was just being nice.
See, like, you can't even trust your man to answer
Facebook calls.
Because you know what?
But he ain't had nobody. He ain't had nobody.
I was single. I was on some.
Yeah, like, but you just. Like,
but you can't judge that man off that.
Yeah, but people are crazy.
People do anything when they single.
I just feel like
I'm scared of internet dating.
The shit, the calls.
I've never been a woman. I'm scared. I've never been an internet dater personally because I just don't have no, like, I'm a shitty ass texter.
Right? I just didn't. I just wasn't a person. I'm not a person. If you call and I answer it, I didn't know who it was in the first place. But when they called, they talked. I'm not a person that's just going to just shut you the fuck down all the time. I mean, if you come at me correct, you can get respect. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what happened. So it was on some respectful shit. It wasn't on no, what you doing? It wasn't on none of that shit. It was just on responding to what she had questions about. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, y'all were building up a level of a acquaintance.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes that's still scary.
Yeah, I didn't know it would be like that. It was my first stalker.
But
then this nigga laughed.
We niggas though.
Right.
So if you stalk me, you might get beat up. Cause I you jump too quick. Hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm reactionary. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I don't even know what that means.
That means nigga or bitch, do not walk up on me from behind thinking that you just finna come pop up. I might hit you.
Moral of the story. This whole finally pissed me off.
Like, how the fuck you do that? Like, where you coming from?
She pissed me off with that bullshit, right? So I said, you know what? I gotta find a way to make me feel better about this shit.
What that mean?
That mean I had to get back at this hoe. So I done told her, hey, you know what I'm saying? What's good? You know what I'm saying? I started texting her. I'm trying to figure out how to get over there to where she is. Cause I'm about to go out foul in this. I'm about to be foul. You know what I'm saying? First, I was like, how can I get back at her? Maybe if I go over there and destroy her ass, like smash and just leave.
I don't even know what I'm listening to right now.
I can get her back. I can make her feel bad because I know how my smash technique can be if I'm 100% instead of being fickle like I was doing with the other females. You know what I'm saying? If I give her 100% smash, and then leave and act like it ain't nothing. But definitely not talk to this hoe no more.
That's going to make her a worse stalker.
Exactly. So then I said, how the fuck can I really get back at this bitch?
I really don't know how it's my fault.
Because you laughed. Because you laughed.
So you just want somebody to blame. Because she thought you was really her friend.
First of all, he added some shit into the story. She was not on speakerphone. He was not sitting next to me.
You
he was
not
in the
object.
Background. I had the computer all the way.
How I hear this?
You didn't hear.
You did not.
All you heard was my reaction.
Story.
I said, are you sick?
Oh,
and
I'm
you was listening when I said, are you sick?
That was a quick
she said,
comeback.
Yeah. I said, oh, you going to have to call me
he
back with
his
that
toes
shit.
With me. He real quick on his toes. Boy.
So, this
straight
nigga.
Gate.
That nigga, that's what he did. That's what really happened.
That's what really happened.
It was just like, so how can I get back at this bed? You know what I'm saying?
Because she thought you was her friend. Y'all was pillow talking and shit. That bitch really
Man,
thought
I
she was
not
her friend.
Pillow talking. You misconstruing my story and you making it
like they talking at 3 o'clock in the morning and shit.
No, just on some. She really thought she was her friend. Like she thought it was being somewhere because you was being too friendly. You can't be friendly to these hoes. You cannot what?
Be friendly to these hoes.
You gotta be fickle with the fickle.
Save these
but
hoes.
I was not.
Oh, you cannot save these hoes.
I was not even being nice like that.
You answered too many times for her to feel like.
That don't make no sense.
Don't save her.
So, anyway, I go to the bitch's house, right?
I don't want to be safe.
I go to the bitch's house, and my plan was to do something I never did before.
Mm-mm-mm.
I say, I'm going to go over there and not fuck.
Mm. You probably didn't want to fuck anyway.
Honestly, I normally gonna fuck if I went. I'm going.
What if she was ugly? What if she was ugly?
I don't really fuck with ugly people. So I mean, she.
But what if she catfished your ass?
If she catfished, I wouldn't even have went to the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she would have did some stupid shit like that. But it was her. I recognized it was her. So I went there, and when I seen her, I was like, okay, I played it smooth. You know, got in the house and shit, and then. I let her get the dick on swole, right? But just as she thought she was about to get some,
this nigga wanted to smash the whole time.
So you
it just stroked your ego to fucking leave.
You misconstrued the story, because that's not what he said. What he just said was, "Is she let he let he let her get him hard and he left."
I let her get
meaning he didn't fuck. But he okay. got her hot as well as he got hot. And I'm like, damn, bro, you left
I
like
really
that,
didn't
bro.
Get hot. Yeah, but I made sure that the dick got swole because I know what type of pickle I came with. I know this wasn't a war to bitches. I know bitches was like, this is an award. I appreciate this. So, with that being said, I let her think she was about to get it. And just as it was about to happen,
you ain't walking out on me. I'm
I
flip.
Left that hole hanging. And then when I left, bro, craziest thing. Because I know if I'd ever pickled this bitch, it'd have been a whole nother situation going on.
Hell yeah.
But I left, bro. She sent me a message after I blocked her on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? She sent one of the messages. And she was like, I wish you would come back and this, that, and this. The first couple messages was fucked up on some like, I can't believe you. This the fucked up shit and this, that, and the other. And then, when the last message was bless like, you. If you just come back, I really wanted some of that. I would pay you some this type of shit. Like, it was on something. Like, I'll pay you to bring that motherfucker over here and not
ooh.
Be so fickle.
Almost passed that ooh. Nigga the blunt.
You see what I'm saying? So, it's like this. You can't... You can't... Give everybody the 100% for sure. And if you do give them the 100%, be careful who you are 100%ing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it goes the same for women. I mean, we can't be going around putting our little thing on everything, so.
Now, are you talking about giving it to a person? Because I'm
talking
about.
We just can't give it full throttle.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta hold back. Shit.
So you
know when you got some good, you can't be out here just sleeping with anybody and everybody. You gotta
click. You gotta keep that hoe baking.
but with us, it's like regardless, we gonna fuck. That's what he said.
Somebody gonna fuck.
You just can't fuck everybody the same.
No, you can't.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
And I'm learning
exactly.
That. Who you hit, bro?
That caused you to have the most problem?
Everything that I hit gave me problems.
Sing this shit, bro, because you feel it in your soul.
Because I'm feeling that hole in my soul.
Yeah.
Damn. Y'all had crazy go. Bitches.
Yes, these bitches is fun, though.
And I don't want to call them bitches.
You said they fun.
Man, they so nice.
Time, yes, they were.
Because they so mean, them bitches be overly nice because they ain't never been nice like that before. You done unlocked something. They be like, I don't know why I'm cooking and shit. I ain't never know how to cook now. I'm a chef boy. I did that bitch. You see what I'm saying? I'm making bitches. You got me in there. I just made some Chef Boyardee bitches
Chef
before.
Boyardee.
One of them is a chef to this day. For real.
Gotta stir the mac and cheese.
You inspired something in them.
Man, I did.
You inspired something in them, boy.
I inspired something.
Woo! That's that power right there.
Write down the word inspired.
That's that power. So y'all going around trying to give bitches power dick and shit.
No, I ain't.
Power dick. quality beef. Grade A.
USDA.
Approved.
Approve me.
Hey, I'll but that's back, but babe. But I say yeah. The most craziest I'll thing though back, is people want they want the 100%, but they really can't handle it all the time. And that be the biggest part that you know what I'm saying?
I just know if you give me some good pickle, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, see? Shit. You see what I'm saying?
This a binding agreement. When I want it, I want it. You better give it to me.
No. You gonna fuck around, you fall in that trap. No. You got that trap. Going to the trap, dog. To the trap. You don't sell drugs. Yeah, you know. Yeah. They're gonna be trying out the lines. Hey, but you know, I think dealing with me, I deal with a lot of females. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. I was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like it was a. I deal with a lot of females. It wasn't no stopping. Just shit. That was my shit. I didn't smoke. I don't drink. It was females. Fucking with the new females. Man, when I could take my shirt off, shit.
Let me tell you something. When you secure about your position, you don't do all that. You just be like, look.
What you mean?
You gonna give it to me when I want it. I ain't gotta hit up no other female.
Man, that's what I'm saying. It's not. I would hit up all the females. Sometimes
another female is fun.
It's the like best.
Two at one time.
When I came across the one girl that had real. The magic. When
you I came never across know the possibilities.
When I came across a girl that had the magic, it was so I was so deeply involved that I had to smash somebody else sometimes because I felt like I felt like I was being mind controlled through the monkey. I was like, damn, this bitch got that major. So I'll try to hit somebody else.
Do some stupid shit behind you.
No, like, look, I leave somebody else's house sad as a motherfucker. I'd be like, man, she really do got magic. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fuck somebody else. I'm trying to
make sure it's all the same, huh?
Bruh, I was thinking it was all the same. But that one chick changed that whole career path for that. She was like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know she was out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like,
I didn't know she was out there in the world.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I thought I'm about to just go out here and slay them all. And then I said,
like, damn, dragons, huh?
This bitch got the motherfucking master cave, nigga. I was dwelling in there, and I was like, damn, she got diamonds in this motherfucking treasures of galore in this motherfucker. She had treasures galore in that motherfucking dog.
I was dwelling in there.
I was dwelling, bro.
She but had a diamond cave?
The first time I got in that cave,
it was warm.
I was in there 3 days. I did not. We
nigga
didn't
want to eat.
We didn't even eat. You see what
you
I'm saying?
You was gonna die.
I was in that motherfucking tranquility spell in that motherfucker. I was in that about to just.
You know the Chinese got a movie about that.
It's called what? Into the Dragon, Never Return.
That is not the movie. Oh. They have a real one.
Sounds
right
like
there.
That was a movie, though, didn't it? I was right out. Yeah.
They met each other one night. Had intimate great sex. And they stayed there and had sex until they died. That was the tragedy of this Chinese subtitle movie. Now ask me what it was. I was high.
It was called Fucking Beyond Belief.
HBO.
They was probably listening to that.
But the Chinese wasn't wrong.
I can't stop.
You had a theme song?
Yeah. That's a song.
A theme song to the street? Oh my goodness. You for 3 days?
Hey, no, 3 days, I was in that bus.
You had a Red Bull, huh?
I was in that bus. I only came across
anything. Can happen.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I came across a girl. Hey, New Orleans. I know why Katrina hit that.
Too much good pussy, though.
Boy,
that nigga hit that.
There you go. You have it here. You heard it here first on Uncontrolled Substance. Katrina hit. because it was too much good pussy controlling New Orleans. Had to come wash all that sins away.
I had to come wash all that good pussy away. Woo! Hey, dog. I'm serious. That New Orleans shit, they was like one of, when I came across it, right when Katrina hit, and then everybody was coming down here, and niggas was in the hallway at school like, yeah.
Because they was extra thick with an accent, lie. Huh? It was different, huh?
It's not just the accent, though, but it's like, man, they way freakier. Like,
hey, they way freakier. But
Creole girls are freaky in general.
If they not that's skinny, what I mean. If they not skinny with the nice body, they built like some pillowcase sack motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie. If they not skinny with the nice body, they built out of control.
I'm not gonna offend any women from New Orleans because
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Look.
I got some fine friends in New Orleans.
Are they skinny or are they fat?
They fine. They thick in all the right places.
See what I'm saying? See how she just you see what she's trying to do?
I'm just saying, I gotta defend my New Orleans.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of uncontrolled bad bitches. And then there's a lot of uncontrolled, bad built bitches out there. I done seen some of the most ugliest of shapes out there. But the bitches with the, even if they got, I'm pretty sure the bad built bitches got that same power. But them skinny.
They got to because they always had a man.
Them slim ones? Them slim, slim red bone ones? Oh no. Don't go.
Oh, you got a thing for red. Dwell.
No, bro. I'm just telling you about New Orleans. I'm talking about New Orleans specifically.
Oh.
Because I like chocolate. I like red. I like black women, just in general. Whatever color you are, come in, you black, I like all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my shit.
I agree with that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like.
I can agree with that shit, bro.
I don't like.
You don't discriminate.
I don't like Napoleon.
We get it.
I don't like, what is it? Neapolitan? I don't like Neapolitan bitches. Is that the right word?
Neapolitan.
Whatever. The fuck? I used to call it Napa Tapa.
That's food analogy. That's once my, again.
That's because my mama old.
They like food.
My mama old. She'd be like, I got that Napa Tapalon ice cream. I say, mama, that ain't the right word. It ain't no Napa Tapalon. She like, yeah, fuck it. You know, it's a long ass word on top of some good ass ice cream.
That's that birthday ice cream. Everybody had that. You be like, oh, I don't want it.
Hey, we gonna coin that phrase, Napa Tapalon. I don't like Napa Tapalon bitches.
Napa Tapalon.
Mixed up bitches.
What does that mean? No, it's not mixed bitches. It's mixed body bitches.
That's so disrespectful.
Man, if a bitch head and neck combination
uncontrolled.
is different than her chest and leg combination, it bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
What?
Like, I mean, you know, people that just like look kind of deformed.
Or they drank too many sodas and they start getting that acid skin and shit. You be like, damn, you should have just stopped drinking soda. You done fucked it up. What? You know what I'm saying? Like this, what is it called? Back splash, liver splash, or some shit. They start getting that liver splash, and it be different spots. You be like, damn, you fucked it up. Or like. Bright skinned bitches be having them red bumps on their back and shit. You like, bitch, what's wrong with your back?
Oh man.
I see that shit at the beach. You be looking at a bad yellow and then all of a sudden she turn around, you like,
no.
Hey, what's wrong with your back area, bitch?
Hey man, niggas got hairy ass backs though, you know what I mean? Like somebody's out of there too, boy, like we all out of there sometimes.
And then see like hairy people, I never been the one to get a bunch of hair.
Offend them all, by the way.
Like, I don't have no hair on my arms. Like, I'm just like, I must be without, nigga.
But it's a lot of hairy people.
God damn, bro. How you ain't got no motherfucking hair on your motherfucking arms?
He's smooth.
Hey.
Look.
Smooth.
God damn, look. My little Wolverine arm ass, look. Love the X-Men generation.
Little fur coat on my ass, nigga.
Look, I stay warm in the winter.
Little long sleeve shirt wearing ass out the womb.
Say you little pimple belly.
Well, tell him how you really feel. Tell him what button he pushed. Tell him.
Get your edge up on and your arm. And they're off.
Ding! 1 point for I am Jure.
Uppercut your arm.
This nigga forearm ass.
Double tagging. I can't keep up, you guys.
That nigga
turned
Super Saiyan. It's a draw. Gold.
It's a draw.
All right, but yeah, I feel like, you know, when you got a different skin color for other parts of your body, it just throw me off. Like, if you black, be all black, bitch.
Wait. Because I'm not all the same color.
Oh, you fucking up. Napa Tapalon, and I missed.
Damn.
That Napa Tapalon sound disrespectful, huh?
I'm just like, wait. No, I can't let you do
it's
the girls
too drastic.
Like that.
It's too drastic of changes.
I can't let you do the girls like that.
I don't be in the sun with no shirt on, but my neck and head is the same color as my chest.
But I can't let you do that because you got models that's pioneering now with the whole, you know.
Painting colored chick with the Villa Lago.
Yes.
Yeah, she's pretty. Now, she got a reason. Now, bitches that ain't got a reason, can't just be claiming some shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't just see her and be like, oh, yeah, that's me too. No, bitch, it's not you. You just didn't roll around in the sun naked or something. I don't know.
All I'm saying is we don't know bitches if they got whatever going on.
I think regardless of female or male, everybody must live by the standards that governs their lives.
I would hope you messing with women that are...
Be you.
So we can't just say that. You know, I can't let you.
I can't stand ashy back of the heels. Like, that shit bothers me. Like, if the back of your heel ashy...
Well, if she can't take care of them heels, she ain't taking care of some meals.
If the back of the heel ashy...
You heard it first, women.
And the foot is flat at the bottom.
Ping,
because they've been wearing
them
beauty supply slippers.
Ping, ping.
That shit is out of hand.
Take care of your feet like you take care
man,
of your
take
purse.
Take care of your feet, man. Because I had a bitch scratch me.
I hope
me
you take care of your
time.
Purse,
them
ladies.
Tiger toes. Say, bitch, no. Them tiger toes and scratch me. I'm upset. We don't need to have no dealings no more. Because I don't understand why them feet is uncontrolled like that. You know what I'm saying?
Uncontrolled.
Them motherfuckers.
Bob do bop.
Yeah. I stopped talking to a chick because she say, I'm going to clean up my house real quick. And she walking around and she just scooping up stuff with her feet. And I'm like, I can't trust this bitch because she got hand feet.
Wait, what?
Like, she picking up stuff with her foot
monkey
and then passing
feet
it to her hand.
Monkey feet.
And I'm
feet
like, bitch, no, bitch, you grabbed a pen, a piece of salt. That's too much. She done picked up. There's some salt on the floor. Look at this. What the fuck? How'd you pick up salt?
She had a whole new talent.
Boy, she had a talent with the motherfucking monkey Joes. She had.
What the fuck kind of shit is that? She must have a long ass foot.
She had them long ass toes. I'd be like, damn.
Ooh, finger toes.
She had them finger toes. And she used them all like fingers. She pointed the finger at me on my walk out. She gave me a 4-finger discount. See, all right, motherfucker, take this with you. I said,
bitch, that's
a lot.
On the heels.
like straight up, like how do you even do that?
What
like,
to do? All
right, she had it. Y'all stop. Hey,
sometimes you gotta get it out of the dip, bro.
Let me clarify this because we talked about it. I didn't fuck with some big bitches before. I didn't mind that. I like big bitches that have charisma and are sexy.
He's
you know what
so
I'm saying?
Uncontrolled.
But look, the thing about it is that
big
I realized
bitches.
It's because I was fucking with this big bitch one time, and she was, like, she was sexy. She was cute. You know, she was even modeling. But she said, let's go play basketball. And, like, I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's my shit. I play basketball.
Loving basketball.
We get out there to hoop, and I'm thinking, loving basketball. You know, you try to check with somebody, and you, like, on their ass a little bit because you get your little feel on. Man, this hoe was too strong. This hoe, like, she did, like, one of them moves, like, one of them side-to-side post-up moves.
She did a post-shibby.
I hit the flow and I slid. Yeah. Like,
it's like, you don't like that.
She dream shaped this nigga.
In that moment.
Too much masculinity.
In that moment, I was like, man, if I ever get to it, this big bitch, it's going to be a struggle.
She's strong.
She was strong. She was strong as fuck. She was like,
she dream strong. Shaped
that nigga. Bro, she was not moving.
She was lifting weights.
She did not move. Move, dog. She didn't move, bro. Like,
what?
Like, she trying to, like, she bodying me up. I'm going backwards. Like, it is nothing stopping me.
But, oh, she was.
Know, yeah, she was strong as fuck. She was like my refrigerator started walking. Like if my refrigerator said, today,
why was
I'm
she
doing
that
this
big?
Shit. Like, she oh, man. I thought she was handleable.
You thought you were going to climb that tree up.
Oh, no, I control. Fucked. I changed her life with the fucking dough. That's why she was hurt when I left her. But I left her because I couldn't take the disrespect of the bitch having Luke Cage muscles in this motherfucker. I don't understand why you're so powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can't even have a great argument. Yeah. You feel some type of way.
She ain't gonna never say, yeah, baby, open that. I can't open it. No, that bitch just.
He's talking about baby because you just he don't even say nothing. Just look at her handy. Babe, you know.
He been popping open cans with a hand. Just
okay.
Open the shit. Pouring.
You be like, dog.
Opening beer bottles like
she
this.
She embarrassing.
She was uncontrollably strong, dog. Look, I can't stop using uncontrol. She was just. She was strong as fuck, man. Like, she like one of the ones that I could have went. If I really wanted to get swole at that time, I could have did it with her. Because she could have spotted me on everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to get spotted by somebody who can't handle it. But she'd be like, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, fam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
As long as I'm in like a 250
Ladies,
to 300.
If you into I Am Jarrell, don't be strong. A bodybuilder.
If you into me, don't be strong, bitch. You need to be weak. I like that weak shit out your head. Only thing need to be strong is your Kegel muscles, bitch. Keep them
he want a beta.
Keep that yoni. That yoni is strong. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker. That magic cave better be dwell. It better be dwell proof.
Have a illusion going on down there, ladies. He want to go diamond, honey.
Hey, but yeah, man. We done fuck around and talked a lot of shit.
He gonna meet that one that's like, oh.
But if you enjoyed the shit we talked, please don't, please feel free to go and hit that donate PayPal button. It's at the it's on the webpage, so you check it out.
Bob,
and definitely link
Bob.
It with us.
Yeah, Baba do Bob. Baba do Bob. Yeah, Uncle Troll. Baba do Bob. Yeah, Baba do Bob. Come on, Baba do Bob. Yeah. It's only one place where we can go to hear the good truth on the radio. I know just where I got to go. You gotta follow Uncle Troll, Uncle Troll. Baba do bop, baba do bop, yeah, baba do bop. Come on, Uncle Troll, baba do bop, yeah, baba do bop. Come on, baba do bop, yeah, Uncle Troll Substance, yeah. It's uncontrolled substance. Hey, it's named after me, right? Okay. I see how y'all do. Okay, I'm uncontrolled, and this is Uncontrolled Substance Radio. Yeah.